brings us to item 13, which is reports. Subset A is consideration to set ambulance service boundaries. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it over to you with your pile of papers you have there.
I promise I won't read them all. As the council, I'm sure, fully remembers 90 days ago, actually, I think it was 91 days ago, the council was considering a formula that would provide some reimbursement to the city for the cost of providing ambulance services outside the city limits into Meade County. That was really a result of several years of trying to pass different taxing districts or trying to attempt to get the Meade County to also provide some funding for that. Unfortunately, all of the taxing districts did fail when they went to a vote. And the comments that we heard from the numerous town hall meetings that we had at that time largely revolved around before doing any sort of additional payments to the city, there should be some sort of reimbursement for the services that are being provided to the jail, transport services for inmates to the hospital. Also that Lawrence County should provide some assistance for the ambulance services that are provided in Lawrence County. And thirdly, that the campground should be asked to provide assistance as well. As I'm sure all the council fully remembers over the last several years, as we've discussed this, we've been able to identify that on average, it's about $60,000 of additional cost to provide ambulatory services outside the city limits in Meade County, which covers approximately 20% of Meade County. Following up on those three different items that we did hear from residents, the city did follow up with Meade County, and Meade County did increase their contribution to the ambulance service for jail services. That was increased by $5,000, so the first concern was addressed. The second was to negotiate with Lawrence County. That has been completed, and we do have an agreement for an annual reimbursement from Lawrence County for ambulance services that go into Lawrence County. As you might recall, as part of that discussion, our response area in Lawrence County was cut approximately in half. And so I think on average, the expected number of calls in that very much reduced area is probably about 4 calls per year. But anyway, that was addressed. And the third item was to seek some reimbursement from the campgrounds. As we looked at that, depending on how you categorized expenses, whether they're on highways or actually in campgrounds or customers of campgrounds, different things like that, the annual cost of providing ambulance services to campgrounds in Meade County was anywhere in the range of about $27,000 to about $33,000, so on average right about $30,000 a year. Which is approximately half of that total $60,000 a year in cost. As I'm sure the council fully remembers, there was very little to no support from campgrounds to help pay for those costs. Actually, we did receive word from two different campground owners that they were willing to, but those were the only two that we did receive word from. So at that time, the city council did make a motion and pass that motion, I believe it was unanimous, to revive our response area so that our ambulance response area, effective on July 15th, would only be the city of Sturgis as well as the BLM and Forest Service property that's immediately surrounding the city, the Fort Meade area, as well as the Lawrence County areas that we had completed negotiations with Lawrence County. Since that time, or actually during that time, there was a significant amount of discussion from the council that they wanted to hear from residents as well as property owners what options there would be to provide some sort of payment to help pay for the costs of providing ambulance services in Meade County. Over the last 90 days, there's been a lot of discussion. Some of that has taken place at council meetings. Other discussion has been through phone calls and personal visits and emails and all forms of communication. During that time, there has been a concerted effort, I believe, from several property owners to try to get a voluntary payment formula that hopefully would generate about the $60,000 per year. That has been led, and I don't know if that's quite the right term, but there's been a large group of volunteers that I know have spent several hours trying to talk with residents and trying to come up with some sort of system in place. And there are some representatives I see in the audience tonight that has been with that group. I do think they've had some varied success with that, from some people committing that they would, in fact, provide annual payments. I don't know the exact numbers as far as how many households or property owners have committed or the final amount that they've been able to commit to. Hopefully we'll hear that tonight. But I do know that there have been efforts to try to include the entire response area. Beyond that, we have received a letter that I've provided to the council from the law firm that is representing the Boulder Canyon, or I'm sorry, the Blucksburg Homeowners Association, that has said that they would be willing to provide payment by September 1 of $4,500 to continue service for 1 year. And during that 1 year time period, they would seek a solution, whether that would be for forming a ambulance district or modifying their homeowners association to include the ability for them to collect funds for an ambulance service. Beyond that, we have received a letter from two different campgrounds that are adjacent to the city, where they have committed that they would be willing to provide payment to the city if ambulance services included those campgrounds. And I believe I provided that as well to the council. And beyond those actual letters, I have had conversation, and I believe I forwarded this on to the council, with several different groups that represent different areas, including Pine Cone Estates, as well as the Beshen Addition and some surrounding campgrounds there, the Murray kind of area that is directly south of Dolan Creek, and a couple individuals from Pleasant Valley that have said that they are seeking to get input from some of the local residents as well, hoping to provide some sort of ongoing annual payment. However, at this point, beyond the actual letters from the law firm with Blucksburg, as well as the letter from the two campgrounds, I don't have any actual letters to show what the actual commitments are. But I do believe in the audience there are some individuals here that have some of that information, or I hope do, that they will, that they can provide that to you. So I think at this point, to help guide the council's decision, this was requested by several different individuals to be placed on the agenda tonight for the council to consider amending its response area. I do believe that in the least, Blucksburg, as well as two campgrounds, have met what the council asked for in making a financial commitment. So I do think the council could make a change in its response area to include Blucksburg and the two campgrounds. However, I do think you could look at making a much larger change to include a lot of additional areas based on what you hear from people and what their commitments might be. I don't know what those commitments are. So at this point, if it's okay with the council, yep. I'd recommend.
Yep.
Can I just, when you were stating the boundary areas, Daniel, I'm not sure if you mentioned a portion of I-90 also.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Councillor Kessler. The modified response area would include all of the I-90 interstate that would be in our current response area. That would continue regardless of if any further changes are made tonight. Thank you.
And I guess I think for clarity, the actions taken 91 days ago actually changed the boundaries tonight. So it'll take, further action tonight from council if we're going to change that. If no action is taken, it'll remain the action that was taken in April. So with that being said, I would invite people to come forward. We'll ask you to state your name, who you're representing, I guess, and we'll try not to repeat ourselves, and we're all here for solutions, we hope, so let's see what we have.
Thank you, Mayor. Excuse me. Thank you, Mayor Carstensen, City Council, and Manager Ainsley.
My name is Ross Lamphere, and I am here speaking on behalf of many people that live within the proposed ambulance response area that will be dropped from your current response area unless we can show you that we have made credible, substantial efforts to assist in financing the ambulance system. At the last meeting, Council Chairman Martinson, along with other council members, indicated that the possible definition of substantial and credible effort needs to be in the form of signatures of financial support by as many people as possible. Given the time restraints that we were faced with, it was our decision to circulate a petition of sorts to request people to state three things. One, they live in the affected area. Two, to request continuation of that ambulance service. And three, financially support Sturgis Ambulance on an annual basis. Our efforts were mainly through electronic means, as mailing was not a time-efficient method. Responses have come in from all areas of the proposed ambulance response area. Considering the obstacles we faced in the past 2 weeks with the 4th of July, flooding, road closures, power outages, phone outages, and so on, let alone everyone's full-time work schedules, I feel that we have met the council's request. One of the most positive outcomes in our efforts has been the awareness of the need to support ambulance service in our area. And that support is growing daily as we move forward, with many people just waking up to the fact that we have a problem. In fact, before I came tonight, I had two phone calls. People say, I don't have time to get it, but put my name down. I'm going to pledge money for you. As of today, we have received 185 signatures representing over 90 families or close to 700 individuals that are committed to financially supporting the ambulance service. We feel that this more than qualifies as substantial, credible effort, and ask that the council delay any action to change their current ambulance response area. With additional time, we have lots of work ahead. First is to begin collection of pledges, and at the same time continue to work on a more permanent solutions. This simply cannot happen overnight with such a large, diverse group. R.J. Ludwig has been the recipient of all of these, and he has, as I said, responses from every area. I have not gone through them line by line or to look, but I know there's responses from most of the major campgrounds, not 100%, but I don't know.
I'm R.J. Ludwig. I represent No Name City Luxury Cabins and RV out in Pleasant Valley. As you guys can see here, I didn't copy them all for everybody, but you're more than welcome to look at it so you understand. What we have here is people have pledged anywhere from 15, which is just a few, up to $50 to $100, up to $350. Most people were $75 or above. They're all here in black and white. They have their addresses, all their information that people are willing to pledge. Something that we're looking into temporarily for a temporary fix is some of the ladies at the county are willing to get us mailing addresses for roughly the 4,000 to 4,500 people that are affected in this district, so we can generate more of this and get more of this pledge. However, it's going to take us time to set up accounts, deal with the money properly and professionally. Another institute that's really supportive of this is Black Hills Special Services. The director there has sent a letter saying he totally supports it because they have roughly 150 or so kids that use the service out in Pleasant Valley at their learning facility. They just need to know more details of like what they're looking for, what we're all looking for per person, and so on and so forth. But they're also willing to contribute. There's several campgrounds out in our area and across out on 79 and stuff that have all said they're going to contribute. I got Big Rig Campground right up on top of the hill, Kathmandu, Rush No More,
No Name,
Full City, or Full Throttle. All kinds of places have called and says, hey, put us on the list. Obviously, that's not a signature, it's not an email, but the majority of them I have emails from. And they're substantial. They're $300 or so from the campgrounds. So again, we're looking that no action be taken at this time, and to give us more time to possibly give you an educated amount of money and in a timely manner. Yeah,
a lot of the just briefly looking at them here earlier this evening. A lot of them kind of took the lead from the city in the $15 per person. And so I know a lot of them said that, well, you don't know, well, how many persons are there, you know, is it? And I don't know what the city's standard is for that. Is that for every man, woman, and child? Is it? I don't know. So that's
a standard, I would say, if we were to add them all up and divide it by what we have. It's probably somewhere in the $60 to $75 range on an average, roughly.
You said something about close to 700 individuals at one time. What was that about?
A lot. Obviously, this was not done to political standards.
That's okay. You know? Tell us what you've got.
A lot of them put Mr. and Mrs. and family, you know. Well, mm-hmm. That's, you know, you're kind of guessing then to some degree. One group of petitions that we did, that I happened to get, had everybody's name and address on here, and then the number of residents in the household.
Right.
So a lot of them were just one, two, three, four, you know. So I assume they were including however many children they had.
I believe that the 60,000, which was discussed, then was also discussed as roughly 4,000 residents in the 20% of Meade County that the service covers.
And where did we?
We tried to figure that out a little bit. you did state a number that, you know, 4,000 to 4,500 that you guys thought too, and that might be from our previous meetings.
Yeah,
but that's why we got the $15 was simply the 60 grand divided by 4,000, roughly is about $15 per head. Now, further discussion is we basically split it in half, looking at previous rally costs, that about half that, or about 31,000, was due to campgrounds, and about 29,000 would be the remaining part of the county. So it does muddy the water somewhat on that differentiation, but I think solutions are what we're looking for, and strong commitments to annual payments to help support the Sturgis Ambulance Services. I think that working together, we can get through the details themselves, and I would imagine a lot of the households are 4 or 5 people, so you know that's $60 to $75. So
what was amazing to me that there were a lot of ranches, and they had pledged $200, $250. And certainly considerably more than the $50 per household or whatever figure that was that got bounced around last time.
I was going to mention that actually a big portion of the expenses have been from two campgrounds every year, and that's Full Throttle and also Buffalo Chip. And you did say that Full Throttle has contacted you and they're going to give some money?
Mike called me just before I left the house. He said, is that meeting tonight? And I said, yes, it is, Mike. He said, well, I'll get something to you. And then I called him back, and he said, I'm not going to get there in time. So, but he said, I do pledge to support it.
Good. Anything from Buffalo Chip at any time?
We haven't discussed anything with him. I know he's attended some of the meetings that we've had, but as of right now, he hasn't.
All right, I just thought I should mention it, and I think also it's good for the public to know that probably out of that $60,000 cost factor, about close to 10,000 of that is from those two campgrounds, actually. And I'm not talking just during the rally, but I mean for the total year. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Did Full Throttle at all mention of what they were wanting to pledge at all? Or
he did not.
Okay.
but I will collect it from him.
Well, that's the part of pledging. It's tough to try and get it where, especially I'm not, don't take this the wrong way, but rally is just around the corner and you pledge and you're wanting to get this ball rolling so you're covered, and then it doesn't happen. That's what I don't want to see, I guess.
One of the things that we also don't want to see is the city staff be responsible for collecting this money. Mm-hmm. It has to be an entity.
That's, I'm very well aware of that, and I don't want to be in the business of fundraising and collecting, and so that's why I think that if we can buy some more time, essentially, that solutions are out there, and we're working on them. But it's, I think the comment I made, like it's like been like herding cats, is almost, maybe it ought to be wildcats. I don't know. It's...
Mr. Lamford, do you have any idea what type of a time extension you're looking at?
Personally, I would like to have a year in order to put this together, because you were gracious enough to provide us a mailing list. Nobody's had time to even look at it. And our decision-making process, we realized mailing things just wasn't going to happen. I mean, it just, time was not going to be on our side to do that. And so we haven't even gone that way yet. Like I mentioned in my remarks, I'm very, very impressed with how many people are suddenly now becoming aware of this. And I know you, as a council, have talked about this for a long time, but the rest of the area, totally unaware of it.
Mr. Lamper, with that, I'm going to ask a couple questions, because you're talking a broad area, a broad spectrum, but I'm assuming they also include people from the Bear Butte precincts, from the Harmony precincts, from the Tilford precincts, from the Alkali precinct. And what I'm saying is there's 3,000 other people out there, and are you representing the Tilford, or are you representing campgrounds? Because you can't do both, because you don't live there.
Oh, yes, I do.
You live in the Tilford district.
Correct.
Where these people are?
Where some people are.
Well, what I'm
saying. We're within the response area of the Sturgis
Ambulance.
That's
not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's two different animals. Campgrounds are one thing. The people are something else. And I think we need to understand that. You're hanging your benefit on those souls there. And we'll talk later.
Well, I think that's very unfair to say that I cannot represent the people of this area. Yes, I do own a campground, but I've also lived here. I could very easily just throw this away and forget about it, because I'm contiguous with the city.
I'm not going to debate this with you, Ross. That was just a question, and I wanted to know where you were. If you're ready to representing the people, then I expect you to represent all the people.
That's what I am trying to do.
I have lots of stuff from people all over and around in the area, over Sly Hill, over Dump Road, out east, Pleasant Valley, Tilford, people from all over. They're right here. I'll make copies. If you guys want to make copies, these are the only ones I've got, but we can make copies so you guys can read those. If sure.
So, Ross and RJ. RJ, is that right?
RJ, yep.
I think what you've said tonight's been very good, very fine. I think there are other people that can speak to Mr. Bashan's question that are probably in the crowd tonight. And if you guys are finished, or you are welcome to come back and talk, but I'd like to hear from some of the other folks if they'd like to say something.
Actually, I have a question, please. Gentlemen, could you please tell me whether or not you voted in the election in December?
Yes.
No, I did
Mr.
not.
Mr. Lerbeek? Okay.
I was unaware there was a vote.
Okay. And then the second part to my question is, so you speak to residents in this area gaining awareness, which I think is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Can you also speak to whether or not there were people that you've talked to who have changed their mind, who voted in the election and maybe were against this and now have come around? Can you give reasons as to anything like that, or just maybe kind of what you've heard as to minds being changed?
Quite frankly, the only people that I've communicated with about the past election were in favor of forming the ambulance district. I'm not sure that I have specifically talked to somebody about that. I think it's obvious that the extremely low voter turnout for that election, that, as RJ said, didn't even know there was an election. As citizens, we've got to take a certain amount of responsibility to be informed. But as those who are pushing these elections, we also have a responsibility to make people aware of what's going on. And I think we have made a pretty big step in doing that. We now have those contacts with people, with the help of Rhea's office, getting the mailing address, the public meetings that we've had where people have signed up with their emails and addresses, the responses that we've received. We now have a pretty decent starting point.
Please invite me.
Will do. I know.
Mr. Lamphere, if you can kind of address, in the past, what we've heard, I think, pretty clearly, is that a lot of people were not in favor of the tax districts because they were concerned about voting for a board and what that board would end up doing, whether that board would, how they would uniformly pass on that tax, or what the total amount raised would be, or all sorts of different issues that are a concern with the idea of having a separate independent board. Without a board, how do you foresee every year getting the sort of $60,000 raised each year? Is it going to be a group of volunteers that are going to be mailing out donation packets and collecting the funds, or?
Well, we're looking for volunteers that want to do that. I have those same concerns. I do. I am not one to enjoy going out and fundraising. One time, I can do that. But on an annual basis, I don't think I'm cut out for that. In a perfect world, everybody would be very gracious, and we could raise the money by tomorrow afternoon. But reality, we all know that probably won't happen. It's going to take a lot of work. I am not one to add more government to what we already have, if at all possible. But at this point in time, I have not really seen another credible option other than forming an ambulance district. Now, that's my personal opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody with that. I do know that at the meetings, there's been a large number of people that would support that. There's also a lot of people that do not. And so we're fighting with that ourselves. And, at some point, we've got to come up with an answer or a solution that works.
Mr. Lamphere, if it should help in your discussions, it was in your last letter, I believe, that it was $25,000 for an election, and I confirmed with the auditor today that it's actually closer to $7,500. So perhaps that can help your discussions.
There was something that I never got to answer your question. Part of the election deal from the people I've spoke with, and I know quite a few individuals in the county, they didn't know about the election, and the ones that did said they did vote. So the people are engaged now way more than they were before. They're like, we didn't even know about the election part. So we've talked, there are several people in, even in this room, that we've talked about a long-term solution to this as far as maybe getting a volunteer board or hiring one lady or whoever, one person, to handle the financial stuff and mail out the letters every year for, hey, it's time again to send in your donation. It's something we're trying to try, see if it'll work. Last couple of weeks, the response we got is phenomenal, I think, and we've definitely moved forward. The people in the community are listening, and they want services, and they're willing to pay for it. We just have to get it all lined out and get it headed in the right direction. I think we are. I think we're definitely moving forward, and definitely going to have an end result that's positive.
I think I can probably speak for the board when I say we really do appreciate your efforts. And I'm hoping that we can continue to move forward in a positive direction with positive comments tonight.
Thank you.
Hi, Rhea. My name is Andy Hollander. I'm new to the area. We moved here in 1990, which means we are youngsters. No, we don't have land that we've owned for 200 years. We do have land that we've owned for 29. I served for roughly 25 years with the Kyle Ambulance Service and the Sturgis Ambulance Service. I'm familiar with rural folks. We lived in, our address was Interior, but we lived in Green Valley, which is somewhere between Allen and nowhere. I was taught by ranchers that you are self-reliant and work hard and all that other neat stuff. When we moved to Sturgis as part of the Sturgis ambulance crew, I saw a picture of a fire tearing across a hillside. And some of you are old enough to remember that it was my hillside that was on fire. I immediately called the Meade County Treasurer and said, what's my mill levy for fire and ambulance? And they said, you don't pay any, Andy. Why would you? You live outside the city limits. Now, we live kitty corner between the Sturgis rubble site or garbage dump or whatever you want to call it and a motorcycle group to the east of us, Fred McPherson to the north of us, and we are probably 15 feet outside of the city limits, maybe more. My wife and I decided that it was important for us to support the fire department, and based on the figures that Lamphere threw out, I think my wife and I qualify as 10 campgrounds based on the annual amount we send to the fire department and the ambulance, for which we get a wonderful calendar from the fire department, and every once in a while, Sean sneaks me a T-shirt. The number that we give is several hundred dollars per fire and ambulance, and I don't begrudge it to the city, because they provide us with wonderful service. We've had the fire department out two or three times for my stupidity in setting electrical fires in our cistern, and they were nice enough to clear the smoke. But I think we have, as an accountant, I used to be an accountant, a financial problem with a moral imperative. And having worked closely with rural folks for 30 years now, guys, we ain't going to form fire districts. And if we do, how are we going to staff them? Sean, how many EMTs do you need to staff one ambulance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? What, 12? And you're getting basic EMT services, which means I can put a Band-Aid on and give you some O2, but that's about it. I want her out there with her IVs and all that other fancy stuff. And a rural ambulance district is not going to be able to get that. And if they can, that's wonderful. I would support them. And instead of sending my check to Sean, I'll send it to the Rural Ambulance Service. Okay, Sean, I'll still send you a check. I have a question. Is there anyone here from the county commissioners? Is there? All right. We have, and there were two people that I would choose to be arrested by. One was Jim Bush. He retired. And the other guy's still out there banging away. Okay. The county provides for a sheriff that covers not just select people, but it covers the whole county. We don't need an ambulance district. We have one. It's called the Sturgis-Meade County Ambulance District, and that's what the sign says in front of the ambulance, Sturgis-Meade County. Now, there's also Faith-Meade County and Piedmont-Meade County, but why can't the county commissioners simply grow a pair of boots, pull them up tight — you thought I was going to say something else, huh — and say to the citizens in Sturgis and Meade County that we're going to reach out to our moral imperative and take care of each other. We're going to form a Meade County ambulance district. And we're going to figure out a way to bill people either through a mill levy or a $15 fee or a $50 fee, or, God help me for saying this, campgrounds paying a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 fee. And people will be annoyed. Most rural residents will be, excuse my French, annoyed, beginning with a P and ending with a D. But they're going to pay it because it comes with them on their tax bill. And it's going to show that they have some — oh, Jesus, that's not fair. I'll never use the ambulance service. Well, how many of you folks have kids in school? And how many of you don't? And how many of you — now everyone raised their hand — pay school taxes? I don't have any kids in school, and I pay school taxes, and I don't complain about it. Well, I complain a little, Rhea. But we have fire and police and ambulance in the city of Sturgis, and I know when I need a cop at my front door, that the guys in blue back there aren't going to stop at the city limits if they know I need help. They're going to come to my house, and they've done it in the past. We've had city police at the city rubble site for every fire in the last 30 years. Deep sigh. Why don't they just give me a key? We need Mark Daniel, hi Daniel, to call the county commissioners and say, guys, we got a problem. We need X number of dollars. Is it $100,000? Is it $60,000? Is it $160,000, Dan? Whatever it is, it's an accounting problem. How much of that comes from county, from each campground, from rural areas, from the city? How much of the $100,000 deficit is because people in the city take the opinion, I pay city taxes, I don't have to pay my ambulance bill, $500?
Shame on you, Sean, $500.
All right. I worked on ambulance services for 25 years. I know it's expensive to run an ambulance. So come up with a figure for what we really need, Dan and Mark, and go to the county commissioners and say, let's sit down. Here's the figure that we need from the county, and it's, let's call it $150,000. You guys figure out how you're going to collect it. And collect it, if we would suggest, Rhea, you can look up the assessments, and say each $1,000 in assessed value needs to pay $2 in tax. Am I close? Maybe. Or $1 in tax. And then you just send the people a bill. And if they don't like it, they can vote for someone else. And you know what? They're probably, one, not going to show up to vote. And two, they're probably not going to run for election. And three, they're going to thank you for having ambulance services extended to everyone in the county. Mark, you don't want to know what's going to happen when my money that I send to what's-her-name back there, Sean, midnight tonight, does not get me an ambulance at my house if I need it. I believe my lawyer will give you a call about that, because there's a moral imperative that says you got to offer to help, and then you know what? Send me a bill and make me pay it. And Dan, collect the money from these people who aren't paying it. Come on, folks. It's not that hard.
Thank you.
I guess, as a, historically speaking, I'd like to give some context. I started speaking to the county commissioners in about 2011, 2012 at the latest. The county is in a precarious spot where 20% of Meade County is covered by the Sturgis Ambulance Service. The other 80% is covered by other services that are in tax districts. So if the county was simply to write a check to the city of Sturgis to cover our 20%, the other 80% of Meade County would be double taxed. So initially, when I started talking with the county commissioners 8 years ago, 7 years ago, the answer that they kept saying is, the answer is fire and ambulance districts. The city's tried to do that. We were told that we're not going to be able to get it done. We didn't get enough signatures when we put out the effort to reach out to everybody. The petition wasn't completed enough to get to receive the, to even take it to vote. The county, some county residents took that back up and did get enough signatures to bring it to vote. That vote was a resounding no, as overall, to form the tax district that would cover the 20% of Meade County, basically, that's covered by the Sturgis Ambulance District. Some of the difficulties that we face is that we understand people make payments to the ambulance service when they go on their fundraising, and to the fire department when they go on their fundraising, which part of this will hopefully overlap, and we can continue that process and still reach the numbers we need to reach. But to answer your question, Andy, the $60,000 is what we're looking at annually. Approximately half of that is campgrounds, and approximately half of that is the other 20% of Meade County. That's outside the city limits of Sturgis and not and covered by the prior to July 15th service area for ambulance. If it was as easy as it sounds when you say it, it would already have been done. Currently, and historically, and for a decade plus now, the citizens of Sturgis have paid that bill. And that's where this council said, look it, this is not fair, and unless somebody brings us solutions, the service area is going to change. We've talked with the Department of Health numerous times. The amount of staff time that's been input on this situation is even more costly than 60 grand probably at this point. But we're here for solutions, and the solution is not going to be the county commissioners are going to come in and write a general fund check to cover it. So we need to be have more, we need firmer, stronger, pointed solutions in order to change the boundaries, because as of tonight, the action taken in April states that the new boundaries cover the city of Sturgis, some outlying areas of BLM and National Forest, I-90 from Tilford into Lawrence County, and some area out of Fort Meade, and that's the service area that is going into effect tonight unless there's further action. So I appreciate it, Andy, and I understand what you're saying, but those solutions have been worked to death, and there is no solution. And so by default, that solution would be to have the citizens of Sturgis continue to pay, and in my opinion, that's not going to happen tonight. So does anybody else want to come up and speak? They can add that through a tax district. They cannot add it Meade County-wide, because if they do it Meade County-wide, these people would pay that extra general fund fee and then also the tax district. And so they'd be double taxed, and they'd be double taxing 80% of the county. So that's where that problem is. It gets hung up.
I think if you want to speak to moral imperative, where was the moral imperative in the previous county commission when they wanted to spend the money on a road that no one wanted rather than towards an ambulance service? I mean, that's another question and another
point
issue.
another day of discussion.
But I mean,
Mr. Blair,
there you go. That's where the money was going towards.
Mr. Blair, we'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you. My name is Rich Blair. I'm actually a resident of the city of Sturgis. Pay my fair share of property taxes in the city, I believe. But I also am a landowner in northern Meade County, where my grandchildren and children and brother and family live that are affected by the ambulance. And they are members of the fire department out of Vail and have been pretty actively involved in the community. You know, I think it's simple, the solution, and the solution was that we needed a fire and ambulance district. And most of us tried for that. I mean, I went to several meetings. I tried to work on it. My son was on the radio talking in favor of it. My question is, what is the soonest time that we can get it on a general election ballot that vote on it again to have a fire and ambulance district?
It's a couple months for sure, that process, and that doesn't include the actual signature gathering. The signature gathering would be first, and then approximately about 90 days to...
Well, I would hope that the city council does not stop ambulance service today. I think it would be a grave mistake. There's enough hard feelings between the county and the city, or the people in the country and the people in the city, the way it is. But if you cut off ambulance service tonight, I think it's stupid. I think it's dangerous. You talked a little bit about, you were probably couldn't believe that people didn't know about the election and people didn't know there was a problem. I think it's surprising to me that I find out tonight that there's two campgrounds that make up $20,000 of the shortfall.
And they're aware of it.
$10,000 apiece or
$5,000? It doesn't work like that, folks.
Well, and I'm sorry.
We can't take your money. I mean, and we have no authority to say, come together as a group, give us your contributions, we'll give you ambulance service. That's not the way it works.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
Just a second, though, Rich. This has been out there for closer to 16, 17 months. I went to 13 public meetings and 5 different community meetings. This is not the first. This is not old news.
What's not old news?
The ambulance district. This has been here forever.
It's not old news. I'm not arguing that.
I understand. The point is that nothing's going to happen as long as there is no district. The only way to control the ambulance is is through the district. You don't want districts, you don't have service.
I'm not arguing that.
I understand, but the rest of these people don't seem to understand. There's been a misconception going back almost a year, over a year, that we don't want districts, so we'll vote against it, we'll call the city's bluff, and we'll go forward.
And I'll agree with that. I think that's a true statement.
It doesn't work that way. No.
No, I think the only thing we can, the only possible solution, and I've looked at it and been involved in it, is to get an ambulance district. I don't doubt that. But what all I'm asking for is, and I know you guys, you know, you got to watch the budget and you got to make a statement and get people to understand it. And I really think it was not presented well the very first meeting, because I was there at that meeting. I was basically against it at the time. And I didn't know the ambulance was short of money. Nobody had ever said that to me before. I didn't know it.
It was brought up to county commission many, many times. And, you know, I don't doubt that. Every set of minutes, but I read a lot of minutes.
I don't That's doubt that.
Part of our duty is.
But not
citizens.
Many people do, Mike. But I think the awareness is getting out there. And the more we've talked about it, and even the show here tonight, I think it's good. And I think people will look and think about it, and I think you've got a good chance of getting it passed on a general election. I think the trouble was, it was a special election. The only people that were going to go make the deal to vote were against it. And I think there's a lot of people in the, you know, there's a lot of people in the county that once we talked about the board and how it was going to be set up, and that we could tax it just on the houses and not on the land, I think most of the people in the country are for it. And I don't think you can cut off ambulance service tonight. I think as long as you've been paying for it, as long as you have, give it a year, see if we can get it on a general election and get it done.
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify a couple of things, the next general election would be either the primary election, which would be next June, which there is more than adequate time for that to be placed. The question would be if the commission would require there to be signatures or not, which I have heard from some commissioners that they would require signatures to be placed. I don't know if that would still be the case. They might reconsider that. And then even if it were held in June, which is just a primary, you know, the general is in next November. If that were to occur, it would take at least a year, if not a year and a half, before there would be any funds raised from that district. The other thing regarding the campgrounds, Mr. Mayor, of course, you remember that because you were at several meetings where there were representatives of the campground that were there and told both you and I that a check would be in the mail to cover the costs. And now several years later, I know we still have not received a check.
I'll sit here and tell you, I'm no fan of the campgrounds. I don't think they're pulling their weight. But I will tell you that I think the country people will pull their weight if given a chance. They'll send you money. If they made a pledge, they'll send it. Thank you.
Hello. I want to make just a quick statement tonight. I think that just recently we've kind of got a little off track. You know, we've been asked 2 weeks ago that, you know, we come for you tonight as a community, as individuals, as business owners, to show you proof that, hey, we're in for this. We're willing to look at doing something. And I think with what Ross and RJ, myself, other people have brought to you, I mean, we're bringing you the proof that, hey, we want to get involved. We're willing to do something financially. And that's why we're here tonight. We're not here to debate, do we need a tax district? Do we need this? It's not about that. It's about you asking us 2 weeks ago to bring you proof that we can get a community together and that we know that this is a problem.
Jason, there was a request in the back. If you'd state your name, please.
Jason Sims. And I will not state my business.
Good evening. My name is Joe Haugi. I'm the executive director for Black Hills Special Services Cooperative. And I agree with what's been said recently. You know, if we could just have a little more time, we can help with some fundraising to give us the time to get signatures and get an election. The tax district is the only logical way this thing's going to work over any length of time. At our facility, we have a facility out on Pleasant Valley Drive, and each day 40 of our people we support go out there, classrooms and job training. We serve individuals with developmental disabilities. If no action's taken tonight, we have no place to bring those people in the morning. And we really don't have other space in Sturgis to, you know, provide them that service. So I would just ask that maybe we could delay this long enough that a more permanent solution can get put in place. Thanks.
My name is Pat Shaver. I'm a resident in the Foothills Road area to the north of Sturgis, in the area that would, according to the proposal that's been made, that we would no longer be having ambulance services. And I would like to respectfully request to second some of the messages that you have already heard on behalf of my neighbors on Foothills Road that you would continue, you know, make whatever action you have to take tonight to continue ambulance services for a period of time so that a more permanent solution can be made. And I am, you know, I and several other team members that are, or others that are here tonight, are willing to canvass our neighbors and do what we have to do to, you know, get the pledges and get the funds that we need to do to take care of this. So I would just respectfully request as a resident of the area that it would be very important to me that, and my neighbors, that we continue to have ambulance services. Thank you.
Pat, before you go, can you answer the question as to whether or not you voted in the election last December?
You know, I did, and I'm trying to remember which way I voted, because I certainly am in favor of fire and ambulance services, and I'm thinking, however, that I vote may at the end have voted against the proposal because it was unclear, it was not clearly presented, it looked like the legwork had not been done. The district boundaries were confusing, and I just said this is a good idea, but the work's not been done yet, and so I don't support it the way it was presented. So I think that's what I ended up doing.
Thank you, Pat.
I'd like to make a point of clarity here on the tax districts. The simple fact of the matter is that if a tax district is formed, then there's an elected board that's created for that district, and that elected board decides on how they're going to provide service. The option of buying 5 ambulances and hiring a bunch of EMTs and paramedics is certainly there, but there is also the opportunity to contract with existing services, which Sturgis is rather close by, and we have pretty hard numbers on what it would cost. And so I just want to make sure there was clarity that if there is a district, there is an elected board, and that elected board does hold the power on what direction that goes. There is the choice of, do we contract with the city of Sturgis's ambulance service? Do we make our own ambulance service? Do we contract with another town's? So that is options that board would have to tackle in the near future. I'd also like to reiterate the fact that if a tax district is formed down the road, you're paid in arrears on property taxes, and so we're basically would be out till June till the next election, and then we'd have about a year, probably till October, so a year and a half, year and 5 months or 4 months, until the city of Sturgis would be provided any funds from that district. So my point is that I understand people want more time, But the city of Sturgis, for approximately the last 12 years, have paid this. The citizens of Sturgis have paid the entire bill the whole time. If we were to wait for that tax district to be put in place, and if it was put in place, we're still a couple years out on receiving any funds if that elected board chose to operate through the citizens or through the service in Sturgis. So I wanted that clarity out there. Sean, come on up.
Hi, I'm Sean Fisher, the director of the Sturgis Ambulance and also a county resident. I think everybody needs to realize that this isn't a problem that's only facing Sturgis. I don't know how many people are aware, but in the state of South Dakota, ambulance is not an essential service. So you are not guaranteed an ambulance, no matter where you are. I'm also the secretary of the Ambulance Association. We have tried to change things within the state, so there's funding available for ambulance services. This last year, we have met with six ambulance services that were closing because of this same thing. Bison lost their ambulance, Bison South Dakota, for over 6 months. Faith and Newell were covering their area. Anybody that knows that area up there, that was quite a long time to wait for an ambulance. This is something that's not just here. It's something we need to talk to our legislatures about changing fire and ambulance to be essential services within the state so that there's funding available. It doesn't just matter here. Is there any questions that anybody has for me for the ambulance?
I do have one, Sean. I've heard rumors or that possibly next year there is going to be some stuff about EMS in the legislature. Have you heard anything about that?
We are trying to get it as an ambulance service. It has not went through the Department of Health yet. So we have to get a legislature person, a representative, to support a bill before it will ever go. We've talked to Marty Link, Tom, who's the lawyer for the Department of Health. As of right now, they're not pushing anything. It will have to come from us as ambulance services or as cities.
Last week, I had a discussion with the Department of Health, and their very clear answer is that they were working for an EMS solution 20 years from now, not for an EMS solution for this year or next year.
And I think that's because no one comes forward with the problem. We all try to cover it up. I'll tell you, as an ambulance service, I couldn't ask for a better crew. I mean, the city of Sturgis and surrounding area, they are so lucky to have the crew we have. We went out and did fundraiser after fundraiser for the last 3 years.
I do have another question for you. Unlike the fire department, you do not do a mailing requesting money. Am I correct?
You are correct. We have done...
Many people feel that they're giving to the ambulance when they're giving to the fire department unless they specifically write a check to the ambulance.
That is correct. We share a lot and we work great together, but not that. Is there any other questions anybody has?
John, how many calls did you have last week just outside of city limits?
I couldn't give you a good number.
Okay.
I'm not going to make a number up. I have no clue.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.